Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
You're welcome back. Dublin City Council is due to discuss the city's transport plan during its full meeting later. Changes on to how cars can travel in the capital, including bus gates on the quays, are due to come into effect in August. But Minister of State with responsibility for business, employment and retail, Emer Higgins, has concerns about the impact it could have on jobs and retail sales in the city. Dublin City Council have told Drive Time that the meeting was a positive engagement, and fresh from that meeting is the Minister of State for Business, Employment and Retail, Emer Higgins. Minister Emer Higgins, you're welcome to the programme.
Thank you very much.
How did the meeting go?
Yeah, I think it was very positive. I suppose just to give your listeners context, as Minister with responsibility for retail, I chair what's called the Retail Forum. And I chaired my first Retail Forum meeting earlier, last month at this stage, June. The number one issue of concern that was raised with me at that was the Dublin City Transport Plan. And I acted on those concerns by setting up a meeting with Dublin City Council. We had that first meeting last week, which I felt was a very productive meeting. And today we had our follow-up meeting. And I suppose really the main thing to say is that everybody wants to get this plan in place and everybody wants to get it done right.
So what's the outcome? Is the transport plan, will it be delayed?
There is no outcome to this meeting because this meeting wasn't a decision-making forum. The decision rests solely with Dublin City Council. And just to be clear on that, and I fully respect their mandate in that regard. But what the meeting was about putting the very legitimate concerns of retailers on the table. And it was about Dublin City Council hearing their worries, understanding their perspectives, and understanding that they're coming from a position that is all about jobs.
Which,
as Minister, that's
twice,
my priority.
At least, because the Green Party leader was speaking over the weekend, Eamon Ryan. He was saying that they voted on this, the local council and the councillors, twice. They've green-lighted the plan twice. And some councillors, Green Party councillors, are calling this a major overreach from you.
Listen, just to be clear, I'm not being political here. What I'm doing is I'm prioritising the protection of jobs. I want to see this implemented, but I want us to get it right. I'm the Minister with responsibility for retail, so when members of the Retail Forum come to me and express concerns to me about football in Dublin City Centre, about jobs in Dublin City Centre, I escalated that to Dublin City Council and I opened those lines of communication, as is my job. As I said, I want this to happen, but the question that retailers are asking is Dublin City ready? And what they're saying to me is, would this be better timed after Christmas? And I suppose I understand their concern because there's been so much uncertainty these last few years between COVID and energy prices and the reduction in footfall because of changed working patterns like hybrid working and working from home. And they're worried about heading into their busy season with further uncertainty. But others are very supportive of this.
Okay.
And are saying that when this happens, it should be happening on a trial basis.
Okay,
that it should be monitored or assessed or adjusted as needed.
Was this a solo run, Emer, on your part? Or did you do this with the imprimatur and blessing of Fine Gael and your party leader?
Well, listen, Fine Gael policy has always been about protecting jobs. I'm the Minister with responsibility for retail. So when people came to me with very valid concerns that there could be an impact from a jobs perspective and said that they felt that their position and their concerns weren't being heard.
I understand.
I thought it was my duty to set up a meeting with Dublin City Council.
Yeah. Did you discuss this meeting with DCC with Simon Harris?
I discussed this meeting with businesses. They're the people I'm representing here.
When
businesses came to me with these concerns,
I set up
this meeting.
But just in terms of your own political discussion, did you discuss it with the Taoiseach?
No, I went ahead and set up a meeting between Dublin City Council and businesses.
Okay, so politically, this was a solo run.
They weren't being discussed. No, it's not. It's not. It's not a departure at all from policy. I mean, I'm in favour of this plan happening. I want to make sure this plan happens in a way that doesn't jeopardise jobs. I mean, that's government's position.
Is it a departure from transport and climate or environmental policy?
No, I mean, absolutely not. I mean, I fully respect the mandate of others here in terms of the Minister for Transport, but my job is to make sure that the impact on business is part of the consideration too, that it's part of the discussion. So I organised the meeting to take place so was that businesses were able to put their perspective on the table with the decision makers, that they could be heard, that they could be listened to, and that those concerns could be taken on board. That's my duty as minister. That's my job.
Yeah, were they not heard previous to this when the council greenlighted this twice?
Well, retailers were telling me that they weren't, no. And I suppose we're operating in that changed landscape that we're talking about with reduced footfall. As I was saying, you know, some people feel that when this happens, it should happen on a trial basis, that it should be monitored, assessed, adjusted as needed. I would see that as a very sensible strategy. And I think really everybody agrees on two things, that firstly, we need to get better at engaging and talking to businesses, but also that we need to be data-driven here. And right now, Dublin City Traders are doing an economic impact assessment on this, and the data from that needs to form part of the strategy. I think that's a reasonable ask.
But wasn't there a public consultation?
There was public. There were two public consultations, absolutely.
But consultation did the retailers not feed into that?
Shouldn't begin and they did, but consultation doesn't begin and end on portals or emails. You know, I think face-to-face meetings, there's still a very valid reason to have face-to-face engagement. And that's what we've had this week and last week in terms of retailers represented on the retail forum engaging directly with Dublin City Council and indeed the MTA. And I think that's been really positive. That's been really productive. And as minister, that's my priority. It's to make sure that jobs and businesses are part of the decision-making landscape in Dublin City Council. And I think having had those good discussions, we can see that they are being taken on board by Dublin City Council.
You say this is about protecting jobs. What about protecting the environment? What about making Dublin City a better place for cyclists and pedestrians and making it a faster public transport system? What about that?
Absolutely. That's exactly what we want. That's exactly the place we want to get to. And we want to get there in a way that doesn't jeopardise jobs. I mean, we're all on the same page when it comes to wanting to reduce congestion in Dublin City. But we all also want to get this right. Retailers were telling me that their perspective and concerns weren't being heard. So I facilitated a meeting to tease out those concerns. And it was productive.
But they were teased out already, you see, in the public consultation and in discussions with councillors in the council.
I don't know if you've ever made a submission to public consultation. I mean, sometimes you write it out, you hit send, and that's the end of it. It's not necessarily always an engaging process.
Are they, are you saying they weren't considered by the council?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that it doesn't lend itself to two-way communication. And that's what I wanted to deliver here, a two-way communication between businesses and Dublin City Council. And that's why I got everybody around the same table to tease out those issues. And I thought that was, I do think that is the right thing to do.
Okay.
That is the way to make sure that business is part of the decision-making process here.
I understand. Can I ask you finally then, do you think or would you like to see the plan fundamentally change before it is implemented?
My perspective on this is I would like to see a situation where retailers' concerns are allayed. To me, it's about getting this plan happening. It's about getting it happening as quickly as possible and getting it right. And that means protecting jobs. Oh. That's the perspective I'm coming from, making sure that we're protecting jobs here.
Minister of State for Business, Employment and Retail, Eimear Higgins of Fine Gael, thank you very much.